So here we go. We want to start with an awareness of your own upper left quadrant, the interior of your own self and awareness. So sit back, relax your mind, and become aware of what you feel is yourself. Just very simply, be aware of yourself. Then briefly describe it to yourself. You might say, I'm this many years old, I weigh this many pounds, I'm this tall, I went to this college, I have this degree, I work at this job, I'm in this relationship with a person whose name is such and such, I enjoy being on the computer, I like movies and all kinds of music, next week is my birthday, and so on. But notice that this process actually involves two selves. One is the self that you are aware of as an object, the one that you just saw and described. Those descriptions were all objects that you can see. They were all things that are seen about yourself. But then there is the self that is doing the seeing, the self that is doing the describing, the actual seer, the observing self, the witness. This self does the seeing, but can't be seen itself, any more than an eye can see itself or a tongue can taste itself. It's a pure subject or pure seer, not an object or something seen. If you try and find this seer and you end up seeing anything, that's just more objects, not the real subject, the real seer, the real self. The real seer has an awareness that is, I see the mountain, but I am not the mountain. I have sensations, but I am not those sensations. I have feelings, but I am not those feelings. I have thoughts, but I am not those thoughts. As you rest in this pure seer, this witness, all you will begin to notice is a sense of freedom, a sense of openness, a space or clearing. You are not identified with any objects at all. You are their witness. As witness of them, you are free of them. You have feelings, but are not those feelings. You are free of them. You have thoughts, but you are not those thoughts. You are free of them. All this time you've been identifying with some of these objects you can actually see, and you have been mistaking them for a real self. But they're not even a real subject, they're objects. They're something seen, not the true seer. That first self, which you described, is actually what you are not. Not really and truly and deeply. And that is why the meditative traditions the world over maintain that we are the victims of a huge case of mistaken identity. We have identified the seer with something that can be seen. And where the seer, the witness, is infinite and one with spirit, the seen self, the little ego, is finite, partial, limited, fragmented, and terror-ridden. The real witness has no fear. It is the witness of fear. The witness is not the victim of life. It's the witness of life. When you switch your identity from the little seen or object self to the true seer or real self, all you sense is a vast release, an ocean of openness, a vast clear field or space or clearing in which objects inside and outside are arising moment to moment. You are this vast, open, empty clearing or space or spaciousness, in which everything is arising, moment to moment to moment. You are what the awakened call neti neti, which means not this, not that. I am not this, not that, not any object or thing that can be seen, but the vast opening or clearing in which all those objects or things are arising, now and now and now. This vast opening is an ongoing sense of pure I am-ness. It is an ever-present awareness, whether you realize it or not. I am-ness is the one constant experience you always have. You probably can't remember what you were doing on this day a month ago, but you can be sure I am-ness was present. You likely can't remember what you were doing a decade ago, but I am-ness was present. You probably can't remember what you were doing a century ago, a millennium ago, but I am-ness was there. And that simply means not that I am-ness is literally everlasting, but that it is timeless. It lives in the present timeless moment, the pure now moment, and never enters the stream of time. And so all time is present for it. The witness is aware of time, and thus is itself free of time. So as you practice mindfulness of any object, you are actually resting in nothing but the pure witness. And you are witnessing the present timeless now as events come and go through it. And this very sense of present I am-ness, this simple immediate feeling of being, you're aware of that, yes? Just this simple present feeling of being? That is your true self, your real self, beyond any temporal or finite ripple of this or that, but the ground, the source, the witness of all of that. So resting in this pure sense of witnessing awareness, which is no object whatsoever, take it to its conclusion and radically, radically let go of all the objects we have spent the last hour or two identifying and objectifying. Let go of the aqua matrix entirely. You are not, in your real core, any particular level or any particular line or any particular quadrant whatsoever. We didn't look directly at types because there are so many of them, and besides, we would have done the very same thing with them. See them as objects so that you would realize you are not ultimately any type at all. Zero. None. Every single thing and event you are aware of now is simply part of the limited manifest object world, and you are free, radically free from all of it. Rest in that state of pure freedom. Feel it as freedom, which, no matter what object arises, within or without, you immediately disidentify with. I am not this, I am not that. I am the pure witness of this and that, the pure observing self, the true seer, the vast, clear, or open space in which all of this arises and which is identified with none of it. That is radical freedom, freedom from all objects anywhere, freedom from the entire universe, freedom from all of manifestation itself in any realm. It is the freedom of your original face, the radical freedom of I am-ness, which is pure I am-ness before it identifies with anything. Not I am this tall, I am this weight, I am at this job, I am this name, I am this body, and so on. Just the pure I am-ness before it is any of that. Your true self, not your object self. And that ultimate freedom rests on an even deeper truth. You are not any one of those objects that are arising moment to moment, because in your very deepest nature, you are all of them. That's right, you are all the objects and subjects and things and events arising anywhere and everywhere, now and at all times. You are actually in an ever-present state of unity consciousness, where your true witness is one with everything that it witnesses, whether gross, subtle, or causal. So let's experience that. Begin by sitting comfortably again. Relax the mind, and then pick an object arising in your awareness right now. A tree, a table, a shoe lying on the floor, a glass, a mountain, any object like that. Now get in the stance of the witness. That is, look at this object from the stance of the pure seer, the pure observing self. And that means you go through the process of nete nete. I have sensations, but I am not those sensations. I have feelings, but I am not those feelings. I have thoughts, but I am not those thoughts. I am none of those. I am their pure witness, the pure observing awareness. Now, while looking at the object, allow the observing self, the looker, to dissolve. Just let go of any sense of being a watcher and simply focus on the object itself. Let the object arise in your awareness as if it existed by itself. Let the sense of the object push out any sense of a watcher and just exist all on its own as totally self-existing. You don't see it. You don't exist. There is just the object arising in your empty, clear field of awareness, without a looker. Just the object arising by itself, as itself. Just the object. Douglas Harding used to call this the headless state. It works like this. As the awareness of the object continues to arise, notice that it is arising directly on your shoulders, exactly where you thought your head was. That is, you can't see your head sitting there on your shoulders. Where you thought your head was, you can only see the object sitting right there on your shoulders. There is not inside your face in here and outside your face out there. Everything out there is actually arising in here, inside your face, on your shoulders where your head used to be. In fact, the world out there, the entire universe, is arising on this side of your face, is arising inside of you, right here where your head used to be. You are one with everything that is arising moment to moment. You don't see the object, you are the object. You don't see the mountain, you are the mountain. It's arising right here where your head once was. You don't feel the earth, you are the earth. You don't see the clouds, you are the clouds. You are the entire manifest world, arising moment to moment on this side of your face, right where your head once was. When Trungpa Rinpoche was asked what enlightenment felt like, he said, "The sky turns into a big blue pancake and falls on your head." But that's exactly it. The sky is actually existing right where you thought your head was. It's a big blue expanse that is existing right on your headless shoulders. This feeling of headless oneness with everything that is arising is a glimmer of true unity consciousness. It's a union of the emptiness of your head, which you can't actually see in your visual field at all. It's just a clear open space. And it's one with the form of everything arising. That's unity consciousness. In this unity state, you will experience both perfect freedom, because you are not identified with any single thing or event that is arising. You are free from each and every one of them. But you will also experience perfect fullness, because although you are not identified with any one of them, you are identified with all of them. You feel that you are the entire universe arising on this side of your face, arising within you where your head used to be. You can taste the sky, literally taste the sky. It's that close. There's no separation between the seer and the seen. They touch. They are one taste. Right here where your head once was. And remember, even though you have this unity awareness, you still will be at a particular level of development. Red magic, amber mythic, orange rational, green pluralistic, turquoise integral. And so you will continue to interpret events as they unfold in terms of the hidden map that you have, the level that you're at. You will still fully experience this unity state, but it will still be interpreted in a mythic or pluralistic or integral, etc. fashion. And you won't experience that hidden map. Unless you know to look for it, you will be completely unaware of that level, unaware of the fact that it is governing how you see and interpret this experience. No matter what level you are at, you can still experience this headless unity state. That is why every one of the meditation systems worldwide, even though they were perfectly aware of this unity state, were not aware of any of the hidden map levels, and so included none of them in their maps of meditation. But we're now aware of both, and thus including the stages of both waking up to the highest state and growing up to the highest level. We include the very highest development possible for human beings at this stage in our evolution. And we can look forward to even higher stages, knowing that growing up and waking up will again both be included in a full and ongoing self-realization. So rest in the vast, open, empty, clear oneness of pure unity consciousness, where everything that is arising in the entire universe is arising within you, within your headless, thoughtless, silent, still, pure awareness. If thoughts arise, simply let them, as part of this total unity or great perfection. If your separate self or ego arises, simply let it, as part of this total unity or great perfection. If pain or suffering arises, simply let it, as part of this total unity or great perfection. If you think you understand this, then let that understanding arise, as part of this total unity or great perfection. If there are parts of this you don't understand, let that arise as well, as part of this total unity or great perfection. Whether you understand this or don't understand this, there is still this ever-present, now-moment, headless awareness arising of its own accord and spontaneously embracing the entire world. And so welcome, welcome home. It has always been so. Very best wishes, all my love truly, and aloha till we meet again.